I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we're recording.
We're recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And, okay, I had a conversation with my brother about Robin.
Oh my God, what did he say?
He's a big, long-standing
Potomac fan.
Big Housewives fan.
Yeah.
Member of the Rose Garden.
Yep.
One of our biggest fans. So he was like, Robin and Juan, we have to remember, have been together since high school.
Yes.
He was a big basketballer in high school. He was apparently a huge star in college. More of a big star in college than pro. He's been probably cheating on her the whole time. The whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since she was 15. Yeah. Like, or however old when she started.
Prom.
Mm-hmm. This is what Robin knows. This is what she's come accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
She is at peace with being with this cheating ass man because she doesn't know anything else.
Anything else. Yeah.
And so he's like, when we're watching her so unconcerned and so this, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, she's so unbothered. She's numb. And him cheating on her is not news to her. This is her lived experience and has been since she was 15 years old.
So
all of us viewers and all her friends are like, this is crazy. Because when someone cheats on you, it's like, this is crazy. We got to get out of here. We got to figure something out. But we're seeing her reaction be so like non-existent. And we're never probably going to get a reaction out of her because this is and has always been their relationship. Now she's more of a public figure. So it's a bit out there. But she's probably been in situations before where she's been embarrassed or humiliated. It wasn't on page six, but she's been through this. So she even has developed the muscle to even be able to not care when he is blatantly disrespecting her and and like out here with it. So that was his. He was like, we just got to remember, she's been doing this. She ain't new to this
for so long.
She's been doing this since she was 14 years old with this man.
No, and he lived with her family too. He is. He's pretty big in the DMV area. Like, Crunch knew who he was. Like, when he came on screen and stuff. So
okay.
He's pretty.
He's been a star. Yeah.
He's been a star. He's been in the NBA and all the rest of this. My problem with Robin saying, I don't care, you guys. I don't care. Is that 3 weeks prior, she tried to sell it to people on Patreon. That's my motherfucking
That we cannot forget. Yeah.
Okay. And we are, not only are we fans of Patreon, the website, we are people, we are two of the creators who keep Patreon's integrity what it is. And for her to just fuck around with the integrity of Patreon, really, I do not like that at all. So that's my beef with Robin.
Makes a lot of sense.
You know?
I keep forgetting that. She dangled that story as a tier benefit on her Patreon. Like, that's crazy.
Oh my God. But I definitely see what Dorian's saying. He's just like, She's been saying I don't care since probably
for the past 20 years. Like, yeah. We're just seeing it for the first time and we're up in arms, but like, she's been like this forever. Mm-hmm. So anyways, just starting there. But anyways, new episode with these ladies. Mm-hmm. What are your initial thoughts, my friend? What are you excited to talk about?
So I only have a few initial thoughts, but Candace and Ashley this season, how they interact is going to show that this is the best franchise, because this tension of somebody's ex-husband who they do not want to divorce is suing
me,
a castmate, for millions of dollars, and you have to sit next to that bitch at a brunch who you previously threw a butter knife at. This is like, this is something that I don't think we've seen so far, not with an ex-husband who really doesn't actually want to be an ex-husband.
And there was an active lawsuit against somebody. Like, yeah, Candace and Ashley. Yeah, this is just a different group of girls. Like, they really go deep. These are not just cast members, you know, contestants on a show. Like, they have real standing relationships, and they continue after the show to hang out and see each other, and their families are intermixed. So, Candace has... Candace and Ashley have learned to smile and wave at brunches next to the bitch that you cannot stand. Like,
Oof, crazy. Yeah, I just haven't seen that on another franchise where somebody's husband was suing them and they did not physically attack them.
Attack the person, you know.
I'm used to the New Jersey girls who push people in the pool. And then... also, we are on episode 3 and we have not had a trip. This is a first for Real Housewives this year. Every other franchise has had a trip by episode 3.
They're in the Caribbean already. Yeah. They are pushing that shit fast, like, earlier and earlier.
Yeah. I don't know why the trips are getting so early. Well, I can kind of see why, but especially for like New York where they weren't friends.
They didn't know each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm excited to see where these girls are going to go, because they usually go somewhere good in Europe or something. And then for my lesson learned, when you make a mistake, when you say something wrong, when you do a little oopsie and it's on camera and everyone will come for you for it, can you fix it? Ashley attempted an apology.
She's trying.
She tried. She tried. She admitted it on camera several times. This was my fault. I did it. She said it to Karen. She said it at the brunch. She said it at the event. I did it. Can she actually fix it, though? Can you actually fix it if it's like recorded everywhere?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today.
All right. Yeah. I'm excited to talk about Ashley and how she's gonna right her wrongs with this NECA situation. Or at least how she's trying to. Okay, one of my thoughts was Karen plays the role of the mediator, which is, as we said, the most important, not the most important, but a very important role in the Real Housewives cast.
Yes.
She, to my knowledge, plays it better than anybody I've seen on another franchise.
Yes. Yes. Agree.
How is she in good graces with everybody?
Literally everybody. Their kids. They're like, Auntie Karen.
Yeah.
I love her.
Is she good with Giselle? Giselle's the only one I wasn't sure.
Giselle, they have been friends for so long. Frenemies. So long.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter. They can show up to any event, go on trips together, and it's fine. It's wild, like, how she can apologize. And what I like about Karen too, she can apologize. She might demand apology out of you too, but she gonna apologize. She can do it. She can be the bigger woman, you know. And then she can still get away with, like, her and Karen had the whole moment, or her and Robin had a whole moment.
Yeah.
And then right after it, she's like, so are you and Juan really married, or what is that? Like, she just wields this power that she can just apologize and then say some other fuck shit and be fine. Like, you'll be fine with it. And I don't know. She's just like a very, I've not seen her replicated
anywhere else.
There's always a mediator, but not done like justice into the great extent that Karen does this role.
I agree. I would ask any listener who is following us on any platform, please leave a comment or email us if that was Heather Dubrow on Housewives of OC. I feel like that was her purpose in their rehiring her, but I'm not sure if she actually does it. So,
well, yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. So that was one thought. And then Mia's useless this season. That's another thought.
Useless.
Completely useless. Useless.
Look how broke I am, you guys. Wow.
That's the storyline. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to watch a broke ass on TV. I'm good.
I'd rather the store owner, the spa owner. I was interested in her.
Kiana, let's bring in Kiana, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mia, you were giving us not a damn thing.
Mm-mm.
And then my last thought is around Wendy and NECA.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy is still denying that she knows NECA. NECA, they definitely met. Like, I don't know NECA from Adam, but they definitely met.
Photographic evidence? Wendy, please.
Wendy.
Oh my God.
Well, there wasn't a picture of NECA and Wendy together.
Not NECA and Wendy.
But the cousin.
The cousin.
Their mutual friend. So
yeah.
Y'all met.
Yeah.
NECA, though, I had to think. NECA has now joined this new cast, right? Mm-hmm. Wendy's been here 2 seasons. NECA probably should have reached out to Wendy. And it sounds like she didn't.
Oh.
Seems like she didn't. She just popped up on screen.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like a form of girl code that would have been nice. Which leads me to my lessons learned. My question is, when in a friendship or even in an acquaintanceship, when does girl code begin? When do I owe you?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, that's a very interesting question because there's money involved in this. So that's a very interesting question. Okay, yeah.
There is actually money too. But yeah, I kept thinking about that. I'm like, Wendy, she ain't shit for denying NECA. But then NECA, you also not shit for showing up on this TV show that I'm on and you never thought to call me. Mind you, we're not friends or anything like that,
right.
But you could find my number. We have mutuals.
Yeah.
A nice little, hey, I'm about to join the cast of your show. You know, fellow Nigerian girl, let's chat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem like NECA did that. Now she's on
dark
TV.
Dark skin girl, like this show is infamous for the treatment of dark skin women.
Let's chat. Let me pick your brain.
Let me pick your brain
about your experience. Yeah. Like, you know, something. And I feel like Wendy didn't get that respect. And I think that's part of why she's denying her right now.
That is a really good point. That's so true. I didn't even think about that. Because they were both at that Burna Boy concert whenever it was in D.C.
Whenever it was, y'all was there in the same box, probably passing by each other for the fifth time as y'all been doing. Like, but now you're on TV pretending not to know each other. And I'm like, why is Wendy doing this? Oh, because she felt like she was probably owed a call that she never got. And she felt like, what happened to the girl code? What happened there?
Mm-hmm,
you didn't think to reach out. So I want to talk about that. When does girl code begin? What's the line? What's the first step? Anyways, should be a fun episode. Before we dive into the recap, let's talk about Diddy.
Oh my God, came a boomerang, friend. It came and went. God damn.
Wow. So for those who don't know, and we're literally under a rock,
I
don't know how you would have missed this one, but... Gotta give the details at least.
Yeah.
Huge story broke at the end of last week. I mean, New York Times front page news story about Cassie, P. Diddy's former long-term girlfriend that we all watched in the spotlight for 10 years or however long with Diddy, filed a $30 million lawsuit against him for rape, sex trafficking, and years of severe physical abuse. The stories were horrendous, like horrifying. It sounded like a house of horrors.
It
was really shocking reading some of the details. And I'm not going to recount it, that everything is out there. So you can go read it for yourself. But it was really, really devastating. Particularly knowing we kind of watched her.
As
spectators, be Diddy's girlfriend for all them years, and we didn't know.
So many questions.
Always wondering,
So many questions. Why the fuck was this girl who was this gorgeous with this man?
With this man.
For this long.
Yeah.
How on earth
How
did he figure this out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. We kind of always wondered, like, what is going on?
Oh,
why is she here?
Oh,
She's still here. And then
And then the narrative became, well, she's not married. How come he's not marrying her? And yes. Like, she's just a girlfriend and she's not secure in the bag. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Flipped right on her. While he's out here ruining careers left and right. Making the band, Day 26, Danny Kane, whoever the fuck else, like ruining careers, stealing money all over the world.
Yep. Yes. Little did we know just the physical torture and torments and the prison that she was living as Diddy's girlfriend, quote unquote. So she filed the lawsuit. Everybody was talking about it. It was all over the place. Horrifying. We're all just like, what is this? What is this? And then swiftly, less than 24 hours later, Diddy settled the suit.
Amicably out of court.
Out of court. Didn't bring it to trial. Just said, give the girl her money and let's go. And of course, his team is very big to be like, this is not an admission of guilt. Like, when you settle out of court, that does not mean that's an admission of guilt. We've resolved this amicably. I think his team even said something about, I think before they settled, I feel like I read something where she's been hounding them for money. Like, she's been trying to, you know, get money out of Diddy. And this is part of Cassie's smear campaign or whatever the fuck.
Oh.
It took you two seconds to settle. It took you 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
To try to clean this up real quick, give the girl her money, and shut down the story.
Yep.
I cannot wait for the women to come out of the woodwork.
I can't wait.
I can't
Dawn wait. Richard, go on, call her daddy. Please.
Dawn. Please. Aubrey been barking about him. Anytime she got a microphone, she drops a little nugget, a little gem. Yes. Every time. She's been talking about him for years.
So long. Paperwork. So long. She got all her receipts.
Oh, I know she do. I know she got a file in her Gmail with like all of the mess. I know she does.
Yep.
That is my biggest thing. Like, that is a huge, I mean, very brave of Cassie to come forward with her story. And I mean, for them to settle this quickly, I mean, she had evidence on evidence. Like, proof on proof. She brought all the receipts. There was no point in him fighting it because she had it all.
Yep.
So I'm really happy and proud to see her come forward with her story. And I feel like this is going to give permission to the legions of other women who have been too afraid to come out against this huge music mogul, who I'm sure, Cassie was not the only one he was torturing and, you know, abusing over the past 30 years of his career or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because everybody was like, so where's Kim Porter? What did she die of? Pneumonia?
Oh my God.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. If you can hang Wale off a building for texting your girlfriend, you can kill your ex-wife.
It was Wale?
It was Wale, girl.
That he hang Wale. Over the balcony?
He was dangling over a balcony, bitch.
Yep. Oh, my God. He blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Kid Cudi's car.
Which was not an allegation. It was confirmed by Cudi's people in the New York Times story.
Yep.
Like, he is unhinged. He's a psycho narcissist with a lot of power and a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really happy.
She got both things. She got her story to the world.
Yep.
All of us believes her.
100%.
She got money swiftly.
And can move on.
Boom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to see who else comes forward. Who now seeing Cassie demonstrate her bravery comes forward with theirs as well. And we tear that nigga down.
Mm-hmm. Surviving Diddy.
Surviving Diddy.
Lifetime series.
Oh, yeah.
Lifetime. A&E, let's go.
Get to work. Oh, my God. Crazy. Okay. In happier news, friend, you had...
We have a fun little exercise, a fun little improv.
Let's do
that. I thought I'd share. Let's do a dream Thanksgiving dinner menu and itinerary.
And itinerary. Okay.
Because it doesn't have to be dinner.
Huh. A
friend of mine is doing Thanksgiving breakfast.
Okay. That's cute. And no dinner?
So fabulous. I don't think so.
Interesting.
Not sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have plans. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, my dream itinerary is I'm home doing nothing. I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to do nothing.
Okay.
So
great.
What we do every year is just be home.
Yeah.
Somewhere for Christmas. We host at our place, so we don't go anywhere. I've never like left my house on Christmas or Thanksgiving, and I like to keep it that way. So my itinerary has nothing on it.
Okay. Okay.
And then dinner menu. I mean, I love our Thanksgiving. It's a mix of like traditional American Thanksgiving with the turkey and the stuffing and all of that, but then we have a little oxtail in there. You know, mm-hmm. we got a little I make lasagna. We have lasagna on the menu. So it's like a nice little blend.
Okay.
Christmas is more OD. Christmas is like traditional Christmassy foods and a whole Jamaican spread.
Yeah.
We'll have oxtail, curry, goat, jerk chicken. We'll have everything.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is a little smaller. But yeah, this year, I'm not a big turkey person, personally.
There's so many of us.
I'm not a big turkey person. Every year, my mom's like, do I make a turkey? And I was like,
Every year she asks. Do we make them? Do we eat that?
Right. Do
oh
we?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, my vote never changes. I'm good on turkey, mom. Do what you want to do. I'm really not eating it. But ham, my mom makes the best ham.
Pineapple or brown sugar?
Pineapple.
Love it.
Pineapple glaze. It's basted in glaze. Like, I mean, the glaze is just like thick as hell. It's like 100 layers of it.
Syrup. It's like a simple syrup.
And then it seeps into it, and then she injects the ham. It's just like so moist. Mm-hmm. It's the best. Mm-hmm. So I just need ham. I make my lasagna. I just need a little slice of that. My cousin makes the sweet potato. I need that with the little marshmallows on
with
top.
With marshmallows on top, charred at the top. Okay.
Charred at the top. I need that. Some other type of Jamaican meat. So this Thanksgiving, Kelly's making oxtail.
Fabulous.
But yeah, I could take oxtail or a curry goat, either one. And stuffing. I do love stuffing.
Same.
What do they call it? Dressing? Is that what dressing is?
Some people call it dressing. Some people call it stuffing. Me and Crunch is one of our biggest fights.
What do they say? Myself. They say dressing?
He says dressing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I say stuffing. And my sister makes a good cornbread stuffing, which is really yummy.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my dream menu. Pretty much what I'm eating on Thursday. I don't need anything else.
Okay.
What about you, friend?
Nice. So, if you guys don't know already, Thanksgiving's like my birthday party.
This is true.
So,
for
my Thanksgiving, I think I would have it separated into a few different eating situations.
Okay.
I think at the front of the house, breakfast, mimosas, peach mimosas.
Oh, yeah.
Bellinis.
Bellini is what I say, like a Bellini. Okay. Bellinis. I love a Bellini.
Love.
Yeah.
I would have a cardamom French toast. I don't like it too sweet.
Oh.
So I like a cardamom. Cardamom is a nice spice that is very intense. I love it.
Mm.
And really good with maple. So I'd have a cardamom French toast.
Oh, okay. What kind of bread? Is that a brioche? Is that a French baguette? What kind of a brioche French toast? Yeah.
Yeah. Or a challah.
Ooh, a challah. Yeah, that one too.
Mm-hmm. A stale one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thick cut and nice and buttery. Yeah.
So buttery. Just grease on the napkin. So buttery. And then some bacon. And then for a nap. Then for dinner later, ham, mac and cheese made with at least 5 cheeses at minimum.
Okay.
I'm tired of this extra cheddar and then mild. I'm sick of it. I need diversity, please. All of the cheeses I get are from Trader Joe's. Please give me a Fontina. Give me a Havarti.
Oh, wow.
Give me a give me a something. Please.
Okay. 5. Has to be 5 though. Okay.
Yeah. Minimum.
Wow.
And a crispy top with a panko breadcrumb. Please.
Yeah.
And then a kale salad. I would love a crispy, delicious, either balsamic glaze or Caesar. Mm-hmm. Kale Caesar.
I love a kale Caesar. Yeah.
So good.
The best. One of the best kale Caesars. Have you been to Fumo in Harlem?
No.
That Italian restaurant. Girl, that kale Caesar
is really?
So good. There's one in Upper West and there's one in like West Harlem. Fumo. It's Italian pizzas, all that
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Their kale Caesar is like one of the best. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a must.
Oh.
So I'll throw that on my menu. Let me get the Fumo
right?
Kale Caesar salad.
The Fumo. Fumo one, yes.
Fumo one.
And give me a lemon zest on the top. Give
yes, me a lemon zest. I will take a lemon zest, yep.
And then definitely a ham. I like a turkey breast, I'm not going to lie. With oh, gravy really? And a stuffing. I love it. If you it's do? Made well, yeah. If it's made well, it's so juicy and it's so good and it's great the next day for a sandwich.
Mm, okay.
So if you do it right, which is yeah. very difficult, and I have a very hot oven and it's kind of hard to make
okay.
if your oven runs hot.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be very good. So I'll have mm-hmm. that. I love mm. gravy. I love Ooh, yeah, gravy.
Yes. I love turkey gravy and ham gravy. I don't really like turkey that much, but I'll eat up that turkey gravy. You know me and sauce and gravies.
I know. And then I'm trying to think if anything's missing from that plate. I don't think so. I think that's like my perfect mm-hmm. little plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have a birthday cake that is yes. either mm-hmm. the milk bar oatmeal pie. That's one of my faves.
Okay. I really like that. I've never had that one.
And you. What?
No. I've had the crack pie, but not the oatmeal pie.
That's
Is that
it.
Different?
Yeah, the crack pie. That's what it's called, but it's not called oh, it's that anymore. You can't call it that anymore.
Oh, really? They changed it to oatmeal
pie? Yes! You can't call it crack pie anymore!
That shit is delicious.
So good. So good.
Yeah, that's a must. That's a good one. Yep.
That's a good birthday cake, mm-hmm. I think, because I can mm-hmm. eat like 8 slices. And then or like a 3-layer that I made earlier that day.
Oh, okay, nice.
I would live. Yeah. I would love it. Like a espresso mascarpone.
Oh.
Yeah, a carrot cake with a cream cheese icing, a brown butter cream cheese icing. Mm-hmm. That Will actually made that for me 2 years ago.
Mm.
He made cupcakes that were carrot cake and brown butter cream cheese icing.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I didn't think about dessert. I want a bread pudding. I love bread pudding.
Oh my god, you live for bread pudding.
I live for bread pudding. Throw that in there with like a bourbon rum glaze, or not bourbon mm-hmm. rum. What do they usually put in it? It's bourbon, right?
Is it? It could be bourbon or whiskey.
Maybe. Or whiskey, same one thing. Of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little glaze on top. No mush. Yeah. No raisins.
No raisins mm-mm. in the place. Mm-mm. No raisins in my house.
No, I don't need
I
that.
I can't. No. Throw that whiskey in the French toast as well.
Yeah.
Love rum or whiskey in a French toast. Delicious.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's a must. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Right? Wasn't that fun?
That is fun. Oh, my God. And friend, yeah, your birthday is always around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what are you doing for it?
I don't know. It's my first Thanksgiving home. I've been in
yeah,
Maryland
that's
for the
true.
Past
You're
two
be
or
here.
3 years.
Okay.
So I'm going to be here for the first time.
Yeah. So, nice. It's a Saturday on the weekend. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's enough. Just eat some.
Yeah, that's enough, right?
Eat some good food and just play with your niece. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then me and Crunch are going to the Knicks game the next day on Black Friday.
Oh, nice. Oh, on Black Friday, the day before. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, have fun.
Thanks.
You have a fun little weekend. And
it is a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's popping on Patreon, y'all, as always. Mm-hmm. We're wrapping up Golden Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free, if you want to watch us on video, join mm-hmm. us on Patreon, patreon.com/twoblackgirls1rose. You can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. So give it mm-hmm. a whirl.
Yep.
Shout out to the Rose Garden and our beloved Patreon community.
Love you.
We love you guys. Please, everyone, keep rating, reviewing, and subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. on Spotify, all that good stuff. All that good stuff. Oof. And yeah, find us on all socials, Instagram, TikTok, asking your story, share some of the world, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, Justine, do we have any lovely church announcements?
Church announcements, we do.
Yes, a church.
Shout out to LaVonda, fellow PhD for Miss Dr. Okay. Wendy,
yeah.
who emailed us about our question about Wendy acting dumb.
Yes, please. What is her thought?
And she says that Wendy, especially in her circle of Black women doctorate holding professionals, mm-hmm. might view her doctorate as required and not special, which I can totally see.
Mm. Hmm.
If her circle is of the Black women that are, they just collect degrees the same way Wendy does. Like,
right.
this is a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, out. Mm-hmm. It's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. That it could be that it's just everybody went to higher education. Everybody gained and has a comma after their name. Everybody has that. Like, so it might not be special. And then she said something interesting, I think, with the whole perception of Wendy because of the show, the surgery and the pressure to keep up with the Real Housewives of Potomac pace. I think she might question how pretty slash beautiful slash popular she is. This might be activating something in Wendy from when she was like a little kid being on this show. And the fact that she looks different. When they showed her baby picture this week, I was like, damn, yo, that's wild.
When you get to working on your face, you grow into a whole new person.
Yeah, and some people looked at, like, I look completely different than I did when I was a little kid, but, like, that, and when I look at her daughter, I'm just like, you don't want your daughter to do, you don't want your daughter going under the knife
doing all
for
this.
Her body. You know what I mean? Like, this is a really, and I'm all for doing whatever you want to do as long as it's for you and not for anybody else. It seemed like she wanted the mommy makeover for herself, but I think because of the show, it was an elevated pressure.
Definitely. That hit quick. I mean, that was after one season.
Season two.
In between, she went under the knife. I was like, wait a second. You've been here for 2 seconds.
But she plans on being here for a long time.
Right. So. Right. That's the goal. So.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. That's it?
That's it. Okay. Yep.
Okay, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
So we pick back up at Ashley's housewarming. She is talking to Wendy about the whole Osu conversation that she had with NECA, and Wendy just shuts it down. Like, I'm not Osu, none of that. Now, outside with Robin, Robin is still on her high horse. I don't care. I'm not backing down. And then she brings up the whole thing, how Giselle and Charisse thought, well, the optics of it were terrible with Juan being at the laundromat, like, and going in on that. And Robin again is like, I'm not upset over the optics. I don't care. Like, and she said something like, I feel sorry for people who waste their time thinking about my
waste
life.
Waste their precious time worried about my boring life. So why did you force people to pay $5 for access to it, Robin? Woo, I can't stand it, friend. Oh my God. Yeah. I can't believe how quick she turned around with that shit. This must have been after Andy. This was after Andy. Go and sit down.
Definitely.
Which I'm sure.
We
just saw the public one. I can't even imagine what he said to her.
In private, in a closed door office discussion with your boss. Yikes. But even that, just like, I feel sorry for people who waste their time. What are you saying to Giselle and Charisse? And Ashley, your friends who came and wanted to talk with you about how, well, y'all are wasting your time. I feel sorry for y'all. They're showing concern because they are concerned. Because they're not doing this for their health. They're concerned for their friend. They're genuinely worried about you.
Right.
It's a slap in the face to them.
That's where you see the manipulation. Because that sounded like Juan. That sounded like something Juan would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep. The words, just spitting them right back out. So she's still doing that foolishness. Then she heads inside to talk with Karen. Because, as Karen said, things with them went left last year. Robin.
Yeah, it did.
Talking about Karen with blue eyes, some blue eyes man that she's photographed
with. Blue
eyes
is forever. Yeah. Her boyfriend.
Ridiculous. And just like all their drama, Karen throwing Robin and Juan and the girl with the red, the girl with the blonde hair who looked like Robin or looked like Karen.
Looked like
sorry.
Karen. That graphic kills me.
That drawing that they bring it up every time. They show it all the time. Horrible. Oh my God. So Karen basically is like, we can no longer talk about rumors. We cannot talk about things that are not certified fact. I won't do it if you won't do it. Robin agrees. And they basically like squash their beef. Karen does, though, while she's now back on Robin's good terms, is like, so you and Ron, Juan, is that a traditional marriage, an open marriage? What's the word?
This was a fabulous question, especially for Wendy, who's like 60, gonna be 60.
Karen?
Like, I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine my mom asking somebody if they have a traditional marriage or if they have an open marriage. That's progress, you know?
Right, that's true. Either way, it's not wrong, Robin, whatever you want, but which one is it? Please tell us.
Yeah.
Robin claims is a traditional marriage, so there's that. Now Wendy back outside tells the ladies she is starting a show, her virtual web series or whatever this is. And the way she puts it is, you know, the vibrations are very high, so if you're not intellectual enough, it'll probably go over your head.
That sounds boring.
That sounds like nothing I want to watch. Boring. And I consider myself an intellectual, but I don't want to watch that show. That sounds terrible.
Right. Yeah. I don't think. And she said that the news shies away from topics that they think are too controversial. What the fuck do you want to talk about?
What topics? Right. What topics do you know that we don't know about? Like, yeah. It's almost like she's in on a secret that we don't know. Well, they're not talking about the things that I'm going to be talking about. What are you referring to?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. And then also, Wendy, when you even say stuff like that, it makes me think of Wendy Williams, who already had one of the most successful talk shows in the world. Mm. Wendy keeps doing these things that people already did. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's already a Nigerian lady with the candles, and her brand is fantastic. The candles do not smell good, but that brand is amazing.
What's her name again?
Oh my God. Jackie Aina.
Jackie Aina, yes. Yeah.
She already does an amazing job with those candles, and she reformulated them, so maybe they don't smell as they used to.
Okay.
But so that's already like kind of taken, and she did that already, and I don't know where that is currently. Right. And then now you're trying to start a talk show and your name is Wendy? How dare you?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, unless you're going to really be Dr. Wendy or like the doctor's here or something. Like you're going to lean into the doctor part of it and not the Wendy part of it. That could work. But otherwise, girl, you have to really separate yourself because there's already a lady named Wendy who talks shit.
Right.
Controversial shit.
Right. So. I don't know.
I don't mean to shit on Wendy's branding all the time, but it's just so loose.
It's never tight. It's never tight, though. So it's fine. It's not tight. Her show's going to be very intellectual. Ashley's like, well, I guess not for me. Like, Ashley very much just leans into being, like, the dumb one.
I just don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. She just leans into, all right, you guys know I'm not that bright, so whatever. I'll just own it. Mia tries to say something shady, and Wendy then brings up how, you know, Mia threw a drink on her last season.
Yeah.
And Mia's been talking shit about her on socials. And so she's like, there's clear reasons why I don't fuck with you. Like, this is not rocket science. And then Mia goes on her whole, well, aren't you supposed to uplift women, Wendy? Like, aren't you supposed to be a women empowerment or whatever? And then Wendy said, well, I can't because you're slow. You're too low down for me to uplift you.
I loved that.
I loved that part. She could have left out the slow part.
I know.
But that was unnecessary. But you're so low down, I can't uplift you. That was a good one.
Fantastic. That was great. Yeah. That would have been a good tagline, actually.
When they go low, I can't lift you or whatever.
I can't lift you up.
Something.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressing me out. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy
is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
Like that. But yeah, when she said slow, I was like, ugh, that's going to come back to bite her. That's not good. We don't say those words, Wendy. You are a mother of three.
Right.
You already know. You can't say that.
And like just calling somebody, oh, you're just like slow or like you're just stupid. That's boring, Wendy.
That's
please.
Also boring. Yeah. Let's find a different word. Thank you. So anyways, the ladies all head inside. Robin and Nekka are chatting about grabbing a cocky together.
Oh my God, talking like Marisol from Miami.
That's how she talks. Says.
She says a cocky. Yeah. Oh, I think to I try to distract everybody from her alcoholism, she says cocky.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Wendy inside invites Ashley to her son's christening in front of everybody. Who everybody else is not invited.
Is that invited?
Just in front of Giselle, Mia, Robin, everybody. Ashley, the christening this Sunday. You gonna be? Okay, I'll see you there, girl. And then she just flips her hair and just continues on.
And you know what? They did her that dirty. They said, I don't like you in front of her fucking face. Nasty so, last year. So fuck it.
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Candace, she's on her 9-city deep space tour, so she's missing all this. She's off. Now Giselle and Grace, her daughter, go shopping.
Yeah, cute.
She's going off to college, so you know they're doing the little prep and whatever. Do you remember that? Did you shop like do a shopping trip before college?
Not only do I remember, I had a there was like a mentor program at my school where you got hooked up with basically another minority on campus.
Yeah.
Mine happened to be a white woman named Bianca. Shout out to Bianca. Still love you. Yep. Yep. I don't know why they let her on there, but
okay. It's like,
And I asked her every single question. I was like, should I get Uggs or rain boots? Should I get more sweatpants?
Yeah.
Should I do this? Should I do that? And I was so dressed up in college. In, can't play. Our school really got to me. Like our school dress code, that really got to me. I was like dressing up for hangover breakfast and stuff. Did you do that?
Dressing up for your
for hangover God. Breakfast? I wore like wedges. I was like,
oh my God, Justine.
Yeah, I didn't have a backpack. Oh
I
my
totally
God,
see that
yeah.
for you. You didn't have a backpack?
No, I had a very large Steve Madden
like
bag,
tote,
a la Lauren Conrad.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know the bag. I know it.
I have a little scarf. Yep. Too.
Tied onto the handle. Jesus.
Yep.
So one of my prep activities before college, I got a weave. So I was excited to be on campus with my hair flowing down my back.
Yes.
Except that shit was so tight, I took it out that same day. So no one ever saw
it.
So I went to college with my same little short hair. I think I maybe had some tracks. Glue-ins? Did I glue?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I ended up putting something in, but I had a full, like, sew-in.
Like, sew-in,
I was so ready and prepped, and on the drive home, my head was, like, throbbing.
I know. You can't take it.
I can't take it. You know,
you couldn't even take our little ponytail from our photo shoot.
Yup, I kept that in for a day. Took it out. I can't take it. I can't take anything in my head. I'm so tender-headed.
Yeah.
And I remember it throbbing. And I remember calling my sister because my sister was like the queen of weaves. She was
yeah.
At that point in time, like she was hair was all weaved up all the time.
And I was like, is this how it's supposed to feel? Like, I just couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is what you go through all the time?
Yeah.
She's like, it'll loosen up. It'll loosen up. I took that bitch out that day. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. So I said, sorry, Mom. I can't do this.
Oh, my God.
So that was part of my little prep for college. Mm-hmm. And then I thought this scene was cute. Grace and Giselle talked about prom. Like, prom's coming up.
Yeah.
Grace is going to prom by herself because she ain't got time for these little boys.
Oh my God, I love
She's like, I don't want to babysit anybody. Which is partially why I brought my cousin to prom. Senior prom.
Yeah. Honestly, my cousin was first of all, our prom is worthless. So it's better for you to just bring a friend to bring make a it friend. Fun.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
I had fun at prom. I know you didn't. Well, okay. I guess you were, you were a junior at prom. So we went to one prom together. Yes.
Yeah. And that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed prom. Mm-hmm. But I had the same mentality. I was like, I'm going to bring my cousin. Because I remember one of my friends, I wasn't talking to any guys. I didn't have any boyfriend or anything like that. But one of my friends, her boyfriend had a friend that I had met a few times.
Okay.
And he wanted to come to prom because his friend was going.
Oh.
So he was like, talk to Natasha. Maybe she can, maybe. And I was like, I'm good because I don't want to babysit him. And deal with somebody who's like hitting on me the whole night. Like, I'm just not interested. So, Brent, you ready? Let's go. Brought my cousin. Yeah. We had a great time. And yeah, what was your prom? Junior year, most, at least in my grade, I went by myself. Like, none of us had dates. Yeah.
I had a date.
Oh.
Oh, Dylan. Yeah, I had a date.
Okay.
He brought me a little corsage thingamajig.
Yeah.
And I had on a backless dress. Oh my God. Ugh, it was blue. It was fabulous. It was a cocktail dress from Chico's. I remember. Not Chico's. What's the other one?
Oh, Cachet.
Whatever the. Cachet!
Cachet. Throwback.
Oh, man.
Oh, Cachet had the good dresses in the back.
Yeah.
In the back, they had a mean, like, clearance section. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, it was so cute. And that was junior prom. And then senior prom, I was going to export a date from Connecticut, but he couldn't make it because he had like an internship interview or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Celso. Oh, Celso. He's married with a kid now. Shout out to him.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cute. Yeah. Well, I follow him still on Instagram and stuff. It's cute.
Okay. Nice.
He's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I went with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's whatever.
Like, useless.
Yeah. Small girl school. Ain't nobody care.
Yeah.
Come as you are. Whatever.
Yeah. It was like $30 a ticket or something. Most people's prom was like $80 a ticket. They were like, no.
All right. Okay. So that was, a cute little moment. Now, Wendy, we have a little scene at Wendy's house with Eddie and two boys and the daughter. Mm-hmm. Really cute little family scene.
And I love her family.
I love her family too. Them. I really do.
Yeah.
Nice little fivesome. And they all look alike. They all look alike.
I know. It's so cute.
So cute.
I love her kids' hair. Their hair looks great.
Got all kind of styles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very expressive.
The kids always look great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And Happy Eddie, he had on his merch.
Happy Eddie had the merch on. Go buy whatever cannabis you need from Happy Eddie. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they're all talking about the kids' upcoming First Communion. Wendy's Catholic. I did not know that.
This is a new brand this season.
This is a new brand. Yeah. Now she's Catholic. We're learning this now. Okay. She's talking about the dress code, how the kids wear white, all the guests are supposed to wear yellow. She's gonna be wearing white though, because she's the mom. And then she also warned that she's gonna be wearing white on her son's wedding day alongside the wife, because she is his forever bride. And so
I hate it. Is this the kind of controversial topic you're talking about on your show?
I know. Is this it?
Because I think this would be great to talk about on your show, because this is so creepy and weird.
It's the same energy that her mom has, though, because her mom is like, those are my kids. Yep. I birthed them. I'm like, what? So it's just, it's like she's become her mother, basically.
And they wrote a book together, which is really wild.
Interesting.
Yeah.
About what? Family and faith or something?
I hope not. I hope it's about Nigerian recipes. This does not sound stable.
No, so. I don't need no advice on family or faith from either of you. Good. But then the kids put on a little fashion show and their little communion outfits. It was cute.
Yeah.
So Wendy sits with Eddie to recap the housewarming party, mm-hmm. and brings up the whole NECA Osu article situation, how NECA was mm-hmm. shading her for being a doctor. She's still in this moment, along with Eddie, claiming that they do not know NECA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I don't know if Eddie maybe doesn't know NECA.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that for sure. But Wendy, again, confirms that I do not know her. I don't know why she's talking about me like this. I don't know her. I don't know her.
But she knows me.
But she knows me. Like, Wendy, why are we leaning into this? It's going to come out. It's going to come out that you have met several times. The pictures exist. The geotags will place y'all. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's what you said, though. I didn't even
think that's what
that.
It is, though. NECA didn't reach out. Mm-hmm. So, bet you're going to pretend like you didn't know me and I was on this show. I'm going to pretend like I don't know you. How about that? Which is crazy. Like, both of you. Jesus. Now, Karen goes to Mia's new rental home.
Stop!
And I know, I didn't need to do all that. I'm just so tired of Mia. Mia's whole storyline is how they are broke now.
I know.
That's so weird. And she was the biggest, baddest one. We're rich. We own all of these things. And now she's like doing a flip 180. Now she's trying to humble herself. And we are a modest couple now. That's not how he was preaching and coming at people's neck last time, talking about they was broke and you don't have this. And me and my husband are rich. And now this is her storyline, how they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you can't do both. I hate it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I hate it too. I would rather try to see her like launching OnlyFans with Larsa or something. Like, let's get it going. Let's try to get the riches back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. God. Because what are they doing? They don't have ownership of the
spot.
They're doing a Real Housewives of Potomac, it seems. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And this is the best you can come up with?
Oof. Yikes.
Oh, man.
So Karen shows up in her little skin tight black club dress.
Reptile print outfit.
It is 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. Like, what is this whole entire fit? Oh my God. She hits Mia with the handshake. They are still on a handshake basis.
Yeah.
And Mia says that her and Gordon no longer have a nanny. So Gordon will be taking the kids out.
Damn.
But, like, that's her storyline now. That's it.
No.
That's it.
Oh, my God. And she couldn't even. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Hold on one second. Nate, can you shut the light? I texted you. I don't think you saw it. Because it's showing up weird. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you to PA.
I know. I kept seeing it, but I was like, I don't want to get up. So let's see. Okay, so Karen and Mia, they recap the housewarming, particularly how Wendy did invite Mia and Robin to the christening, which Mia doesn't really care about. But she was offended by Wendy's slow comment. It hit her particular because her son has an IEP. He's in special ed. He's teased at school for being quote unquote slow. So she felt like that was a very low blow and it was personal for her.
Yeah.
Obviously Wendy didn't know anything about her son. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a personal attack, but it landed personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen, here's Karen on the fence, or she is the fence or whatever the hell.
Switzerland. Yes.
She is the fence. I'm not on the fence. I am the fence. And per usual, not picking sides, and is like, Wendy should apologize, but then you also, and trying to play mediator as she always does. I don't think Wendy and Mia, I don't think there's any reconciling.
I don't see that coming.
And I wouldn't blame Wendy. Like, I'm not going, need to reconcile with somebody who got violent with me.
Mm-mm. And then was good. Like unapologetic about it for weeks after,
for mad
like,
long. Yeah. Like, I can very like finally go on with life and pretend like she doesn't exist. Like,
and it was over Peter Thomas, and that restaurant is closed
over a man that is neither of our husbands. What are we fighting about? What?
Right. And weird. You never admit that you fucked him with his girlfriend. Useless.
God. Now, Wendy and Candace meet up for drinks. Wendy looked cute. I loved this outfit.
I loved everybody's outfit at the table.
Everybody's the outfit bar. Was cute. Yes. Yeah, because Candace had on the brown leather, brown on brown leather, like two-piece suit. But Wendy looked bomb. I love this. Yeah. It was like a sheer purple bodysuit. And then the skirt was like a plissé metallic purple.
Yes.
With a high slit. I said, okay, Wendy.
And a lace bra. See?
And the lace bra underneath. I loved it.
See, she really did get that surgery because she like really wants to love herself. You know what I mean? Like
she just
wants to show up as her best self.
As her best self. You know?
Yeah.
She likes it. I love it. It's not for me. Yeah. I have other questions around why she did it, what that message it sends to your daughter. Like, it's so more nuanced.
I know, it's nuanced.
It's nuanced. I'm also not a mother, so I don't know, but I just, for myself, I'm like, I would have to think about the message that would send.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
To my daughter.
Yeah.
But that's on her. That's on her to figure out. She looks great. Yep. I'll give her that. She looks great.
She does.
And she's living in her full confidence because this is a bomb-ass outfit and it was showing off all the assets and she looked phenomenal. So
yeah.
Anyways, Wendy invites her friend Kiana to join them. Kiana owns a little medical spa thing around the corner. She's from Baltimore. So
around the way, girl.
Around the way, girl. She could very much be in this little clique. If they want
She's
her.
Really pretty.
Very
she
pretty.
Looked kind of like Jill Marie Jones, kind of. Girlfriends.
Oh,
kind
okay.
Kind of ish, sort of. Yeah. She gave me like high cheekbones and big lips.
Yeah.
She gave it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Kiana seems cool. Her and Candace get along great. So, Wendy recaps the housewarming, the whole NECA OSU article again. And again, it's just very confused as to why is NECA talking about me? She does not know me. I don't know her. So now she's making sure she's touching base with everybody to let everybody know I don't know her.
I don't know her. Mariah Carey style. I don't know her.
I don't know that woman.
Little tiny nod. Oh God. Oh, Wendy.
Oh goodness, Wendy. And then they discuss a little bit with Ashley and Ashley, her messy friends and. Wendy really wants Candace and Ashley to make up. But Candace is like, look, I can show up to brunch, I could be cordial with her, but I just can't take the backstabbing and the people she hangs around are gonna start spreading rumors about her husband. Like, I'm good. I don't need her as a friend.
That's the thing. I am totally team not Ashley on this in particular because Ashley, her friends are spreading rumors about somebody's husband, and then Ashley's ex-husband has the nerve to sue me for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. like that shit is that don't match up.
That don't match up. Wendy, this is asking a lot of Candace. She doesn't need Ashley in her life, like at all.
Mm-mm.
Next, we see Karen and Ashley go to what looks like Ann Taylor Loft. I don't know why they
honestly
went to this place.
With a personal service assistant in the back. It was giving Lord and Taylor.
Lord and Taylor, Ann Taylor, J. Crew. Like, I didn't know what this place was.
J. Crew.
And why. Why it's like a stylist salon. Like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So anyways, Karen asks Ashley about this lawsuit because she can't get none out of Candace. And Ashley says she can't get anything out of Michael. Nobody wants to talk about it, which I get. It's an active lawsuit.
Me too. Yeah.
And I don't trust none of you hoes, so that's fine. And then Karen brings up the whole Wendy Mia the comment about you're slow. Ashley also brings up the convo she had with Wendy about NECA and the OSU, and now Ashley's owning, feeling like she put her foot in her mouth, and she's like, I think I implied to Wendy that NECA calls her OSU, and that's not true.
Right. That's not true.
That didn't happen.
Yes.
And she's feeling guilty.
Well, now, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think this lands differently because it's Ashley.
Mm.
I think if this was Robin or Wendy or Candace, it would not land the same, but because Ashley has made so many mistakes of this same kind, it doesn't hit the same.
Mm.
But when she said it, I was like, you know what? Everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. she's allowed to slip up. She's allowed to, like, not remember a story right, especially when you're, like, raw drunk on patrol in the middle of the day at your house.
Yeah.
and I think Karen believes her. Karen's all good. But mm-hmm. it's the rest of the cast that has trust issues with Ashley.
With Ashley. And why are you so messy? Why are you this messy?
I don't know.
Like, oh, I didn't mean to say. NECA didn't say that. I didn't mean to say that. Why are you so messy? Why couldn't you tell the story straight the first time? This is not a big deal. Why did it come off like she was coming from my neck and she wasn't? Why? Why did you make that boo-boo? Like, I just don't get it.
Like, I don't know.
What are you doing, Ashley? Why does it have to be this messy?
I don't know. I don't know. God. To distract us from the fact that she is still married today.
I think so.
As we're recording right now, that lady's still married to Michael. Like,
oh, God.
She's like, watch what happens live. And somebody asked her, and she was like, yeah, we're still married.
Yikes. Yikes.
He's going to be sitting behind her at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. His little high top, his little high stool. Fuck. Now, Wendy, she has her communion party. Loved Wendy's white dress.
Loved it. I love a structural outfit. Mm-hmm. It would look so great.
Look great on her. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Ashley, on the other hand.
Why?
So I love how she came in immediately and apologized. She was like, I'm so sorry. I know my tits are completely falling out. I don't know how to dress these new tits. I don't know what I'm doing yet. This is what I got. Like,
I don't think she knows how to dress for this kind of an event.
I don't know why she looked like she pulled something from her closet. Because they showed the little, you know, flashback.
Yeah.
But you ain't trying on before that morning?
Like, no. Ashley's not the type.
Oh, my God.
It fits.
It fits. And she was literally stuffing down the boobs.
Her nipple hanging
out.
Yeah.
It was so ill-fitted. Sorry. It was terrible. God. So Karen is there, Ashley, Candace, and Wendy's friend, Kiana. And yeah, they address, you know, all the issues. Candace says she's okay with being, like, she's literally sitting next to Ashley. She's like, I'm fine if she's fine. Like, I can do this. I can show up to brunch and we can be fine. It's all good. Which I appreciate, because Candace could be like, this lawsuit, but I think she knows that Ashley doesn't know anything. And
I know, it's pointless.
It's pointless.
She's trying to fight her on
that. She's like, let me just save my breath, because she doesn't know anything, so it's fine. And then Ashley, you know, tail beneath her legs, says to Wendy, you know, I think I messed up. I implied that NECA brought the whole Osu thing to me, and that wasn't true. And had to apologize and kind of like explain it. Wendy's like confused at first and is like, okay, Ashley, whatever.
Yeah. It just doesn't hit because of Ashley's reputation.
Yeah, just messy.
Yeah. Can I also just say, I just say real quick that the DMV area is the king of brunch because those shrimp were the size of chicken nuggets.
Those were prawns. Them shits were. That was not a shrimp. That was a big ass juicy prawn. When they showed the little boy eating it, that shit was the size of his fist. That was a big ass prawn.
I was so happy for that little black child eating that luxurious shrimp covered in sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, damn, y'all are the king of brunch. Yeah. Fuck. And anybody who's in the DMV area, just put your favorite brunch spots there. I'll be there during Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and my sister-in-law will be there too, so it'll be fun. So put your favorite brunch spot there.
Yes.
Yeah, I need the recommendations.
Oh my God. I did notice that. That little boy.
I was like
battling the prawn. I know.
It was like, yes, it was like a turkey leg in medieval times. It was huge.
Oh my God, so cute. Now, last scene, we have NECA is out to lunch with Robin. So she's already aligning with the wrong people.
The wrong crowd.
What is this? If you had called Wendy, you could have got the lowdown. You could have got the whole download on everybody. And now you're picking wrong. You're going out with Robin. I'm a mess. Alliance, girl. It's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Right? If you were in this crew, I would be friends with,
honestly,
Wendy, Candace, and Karen.
definitely, because I would think, especially as a dark-skinned woman, especially as an African woman, that
Giselle and Robin are using me for a rebrand.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I'm not going to be a part of
it. And I don't want to be a part of it. Yeah.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, damn.
So that's definitely what they're going to use her for, too, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. So NECA, this outfit was not it. Long sleeve, bedazzled jumpsuit with feathers.
I don't remember all that.
I got it down. Because, again, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and these club after hours outfits that all of them are wearing. It's not just NECA, Karen, too.
No. Yes. What are they doing? Yeah, Karen at the christening. I was like, girl, what? The Tyler Perry? But that's what I love about Potomac. They're never quite there.
They're never quite there. You know what I mean? It's true. It's true.
Love it.
A lot of hits and a lot of misses.
So many misses. Mm-hmm. So many. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oof. They're kind of like a Banza on Selling Sunset.
Yeah. Taking some risks, and then some of those risks don't hit. So that's what we get. Oh, my God. Because, yeah, this outfit was nuts. So NECA, she brings up how she and Wendy met before.
Mm-hmm.
So these women are singing two different tunes.
Totally different.
Totally different tunes. She tells us, which we knew already, that they met at a concert. Mm-hmm. They have a mutual friend or family or something. And she said she saw her again at a birthday party. And apparently at the birthday party, she was met with like glares from Wendy.
Yeah.
And was like, I don't know what that was about. Very weird.
Do you think this was after Andy was like, hey, ladies, there's a new housewife this season. And it's like the meeting with the old heads.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know that bitch. And she didn't say anything to me.
I'm curious how the new people are introduced. Like,
same
behind the scenes with production. Like, are they all sat down and said, we have this new girl joining, who knows her? Or because Wendy's making it seem like she's being like, you know, bombarded or like bamboozled with this information. The way she's like denying her, that's what it's giving to me. It's like, well, nobody told me she was joining and I know her. So, you know what? I'm gonna just pretend like I don't know her. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious about how new people are introduced to the existing members.
Yeah, and when, right? The time.
When. Yeah. And when.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Don't know.
Oh, bye, Nate.
I know. Saw him leave. Left for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh. Said my goodbyes already, every guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. Don't know.
Yeah.
So then NECA continues her story and she says, you know, it's crazy because the last few weeks, Wendy's family has been very aggressive towards me. I said, what? So apparently Wendy's sister reached out to NECA's cousin-in-law, who was like the mutual.
Which is already so far away.
So far. And so then that's the common link between Wendy and NECA's family. And apparently Wendy's sister's been going in saying NECA's clout chasing. She's using Wendy's name to befriend all the women. And then Wendy's mother apparently called the cousin or called somebody on NECA's side and is like, well, have I ever prayed against you? You know, and is talking all this about how she has a shrine and how she, you know, prays against people. And
very anti-Catholic.
Yeah.
We're spreading.
Praying against, what is praying against people?
I don't think that's called praying.
That's not called praying. That's called putting a hex on somebody or a curse some bad juju. That's not praying. And
oh my God, we're such nice girls. We don't even know what that's called.
I know. I'm like, what's the word?
Somebody put down below what that's called. We don't know what that word is.
Well, that's what praying against someone. That's putting a hex on someone, is it not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not God. That's not of God. You don't pray against people. Like, what? So NECA is basically insinuating / she said fully that Wendy's mom put a hex on her and has a shrine and used the term voodoo. So it's getting ugly. It's getting ugly between Wendy and NECA, and they've not had but two words on camera together. Like, what?
Oh my God, this is so bad.
It's not good.
Well, Wendy is a doctor, very organized, has three kids, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, very organized lady. This person is a lawyer. So what this person does not do is present a lie they cannot defend.
That they can't back up. Yeah, she gonna have all the receipts for all of this. Yeah.
Yep.
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 Damn. Damn, Wendy.
No!
It's not gonna end well. It's not gonna end well. But yeah, that was the episode. Mm-hmm. We see a little preview for next week. Giselle and Robin are gonna sit and have a discussion about Juan again.
Yeah. Apparently like Juan came for Giselle.
Was coming for Giselle, and now Robin's gonna be caught in the crossfire because she's not defending her friend. She's defending her line as she and as man. So that's gonna be a mess. we see the women are gonna be playing a pickleball game, and Juan shows up.
Comes to an event. Someone who is a Real Housewife historian, I think I can do it.
Okay.
James, if you're listening, please type it out if you can. When's the last time Juan was at an event?
An event.
I want to say it was like season 3. Like it was a long time ago.
The last one I remember is Michael Darby was there. And wasn't there some conversation about...
Yes. Where he was like giggling with a drink like this.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Something going on with Juan and Michael Darby. I don't remember what, but that was forever ago. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was the last time when Juan proposed to Robin. Maybe that was the last event.
Oh, maybe
Juan
that too. Yeah.
I think it was the same event.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Because Michael will ask for a blowjob anywhere. So, yes. It's the same event.
Same event. So that's going to be a mess. Juan walking in to all of these ladies who are doing nothing but trying to save Robin from him. Like,
and do you see, friend, do you see what I'm saying here when they say, oh, we don't care, you guys, we don't care. How could you dare even care about us? We don't even care about you. And then you show up to the event. Why not? Why are you showing up to the event? You never show up to events.
Right. Why now? What's up?
Why now? Why now?
Oh my god, because you care, exactly, and you need that check because you ain't got no job and she's not selling them hats no more, so you better show up on camera for her storyline before she gets fired. You already know what it is, Juan. Oh, that's what it is.
I feel like you just came for me.
That's what it is. This is a one paycheck household. The check is signed by Andy Cohen at Bravo. And yeah, she is on the outs with that man. Mm-hmm. So if you know what's good for you and your family, you will show up on camera and shut the fuck up, Juan. And here he comes right on camera. So, a mess.
Whew.
And then Wendy and NECA are going to have a blowout about this voodoo accusation. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, which they should, because that is fucking wild.
This is wild. It's getting real dark. It's gotten so dark so quickly. Shit. Anyways, what did we learn this episode?
You know, you learned, I think, that you can apologize till you're blue in the face, but your actions have to reflect it.
Yeah.
And that's Ashley's problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her actions keep falling short of her words, which I hope we can work on. I hope so.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes. And I was like, oh, yeah. Actually. But then I was like, damn, Deborah.
She owned it right away, but she just, Ashley's just moves so messily.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lack of care, mm-hmm. particularly with things that are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like a blasé flipping, oh, my bad, guys, which we're grown. Yeah. You can't be doing this. Like,
and
just be like, well, you know me. I'm just like not the brightest. Like, no, you're going to get dragged in these streets if you keep moving like this. Yeah. Like, stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
What about you, friend?
Okay, so my question was, when in a friendship does girl code begin?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my thoughts. I don't think you have to show girl code only to friends. I think girl code can extend to just girls, like other women, women to women. Like,
for sure.
It's just sometimes.
You've been to a public girls restroom?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just show up for the fellow girl because it's the right thing to do. And it's just like woman to woman, like camaraderie. Not everybody's owed it. You can definitely pick and choose, but I think just baseline, if you're a girl's girl, you kind of just show up for girls, just like regardless, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think NECA, as I said, could have called Wendy to discuss joining the show. They're not besties, but they're acquainted through family.
And she's bringing that, right? Mm-hmm. She's bringing, like, I know Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Now she's bringing it. Exactly, now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she should have called Wendy before and said, hey, I'm about to join in on the show. You know, NECA doesn't owe Wendy anything, but it's a nice thing to do. So she doesn't bamboozle her on television and we know each other. You know what I mean? She didn't do that. So now Wendy's acting like she don't know her. Because Wendy doesn't trust her now. She doesn't trust her at all. Yeah. So I'm just going to disassociate from her completely. Wendy, though, on the flip side, denying that you know this person.
That's a little much.
Is a bit much. And it just is not going to end well because I'm sure there's evidence out there to prove that she knows you. So then it's like, why are you denying her? What is that about? But my learning is that, like, I don't think you only have to extend girl code to just your friends. And I feel like I've learned that through watching Wendy and NECA, how they're operating. I think NECA didn't have girl code by not reaching out to Wendy. Right. And now Wendy's kind of like icing her out, which is not also good demonstration of girl code. But it's more like a reaction to NECA.
Yeah. Yes, very strong reaction. Do you think that this also is embedded in, there's like girl code, there's black girl code, I'm sure there's African girl code, right? You know what I mean? First generation girl code. Like there's all kinds of like nuances in the girl code situation. And even though Ashley and Wendy are not the closest, it would have been nice for her to reach out to Wendy.
Exactly.
They're both Nigerian on the show, right?
Particularly because they share a cultural upbringing.
Affinity?
Or the same culture. They're of the same culture. They're literally associated by family. They've showed up at family events together. Because of that, especially, I find it weird that NECA didn't reach out to Wendy. And now Wendy's denying her, and now it's just a mess. And now there's just no girl code at all between two women who I think could have been very much tied and linked together. Yes.
Yeah.
In this particular group, they could have been two like alliance together.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they, I keep forgetting their spouses have opposite careers. Like Wendy's husband's a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
Right.
Her husband's a doctor. She's a doctor. Like, man.
Yeah. But yeah, what do you guys think? When does girl code begin? Do you think Wendy or NECA owed each other anything? They're not like friends, friends, but they're acquaintances. Does girl code exist or should it exist in acquaintances? But love to know what people think. And that's the episode, my friends.
That was it.
That's it. Join us on Patreon. Join the Rose Garden, patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose for all the good bonus stuff. Sign up for a free trial. Rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.